For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This week in drug war history, April 13, 1995. The U.S. Sentencing Commission votes to equalize penalties for crack and cocaine powder quantities for trafficking and possession offenses, a proposal that would have become law November 1st if Congress took no action. On April 14th, Attorney General Janet Reno urges Congress to reject it. April 14, 1989, a Congressional Subcommittee on Narcotics, Law Enforcement, and Foreign Policy finds the U.S. efforts to combat drug trafficking were undermined by the Reagan administration's fear of jeopardizing its objectives in the Nicaraguan Civil War. The report concludes that the administration ignored evidence of drug trafficking by the Contras and continued to provide them with aid. For this week in drug war history, this is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
Of course, when there is in excess of $0.5 trillion, that's $500 billion being divvied up between criminal gangs, the CIA, the DEA, and the terrorists, it's hard to bring it to an end. One group who has seen the hypocrisy and is working towards bringing it to an end is law enforcement against prohibition. And our guest this week on the Cultural Baggage Show will be one of the directors of LEAP, former police captain Peter Crist.
Back in the mid-90s, during the Clinton administration, we contacted this little family group that lived in a country about halfway around the world, and we offered them $300 to $400 million for them to suppress a crop that was growing in their country. The country was Afghanistan, and the family group was called the Taliban. You've probably heard of them. Well, we gave them, over the period of a few years, about $400 million to suppress the opium crop. And in fact, they did a pretty good job of doing that. They really did. In fact, it got to the point that in Western Europe, there was actually, for about an 18-month period, a shortage of opium on the streets because of this suppression that was going on in Afghanistan. It got the cartels so nervous about being able to get opium out of Afghanistan that they tried something different. And that is, they started growing opium in South America where it had never really been grown before. And you know what? For some reason, it took. In fact, now we have opium coming from South America being the primary source of opium for America. And not only that, but now that we've gone in and knocked the Taliban out, as we've all read in the paper over the past few months, there's a bumper crop in opium coming out of Afghanistan, now that the Taliban's gone. And now opium in Western Europe and throughout America is cheaper, more plentiful, and purer on the streets of America than it's ever been before. All that is brought to you by the people that support the policy that we are following in this country right now.
Ain't you just proud to be an American? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.